USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Despite pleas from public health officials, Americans are hitting the road for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. On Friday, more than 1 million passengers traveled through the nation's airports, the second highest daily passenger count since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says those crowds concern him. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that a post-Thanksgiving spike in cases would put the nation in a very bad position approaching Christmas.
One of the things we're really concerned about is that as we get into this Thanksgiving season, you're not going to see an increase until weeks later. Things lag. So what you don't want to see is another spike in cases as we get colder and colder into the December, and then you start dealing with the Christmas holiday. We can really be in a very difficult situation. So you want to tell people to please seriously consider decisions that you make.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Kentucky's Attorney General is taking his boss to court over one of his coronavirus measures. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Kentucky Attorney General has joined with a religious school to sue Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to block his order that bans in-person instruction at religious schools. Beshear issuing the order last week that directs all public and private elementary, middle, and high schools to cease in-person instruction and transition to remote or virtual instruction beginning on Monday. AG Daniel Cameron, a Republican, says halting in-person instruction at religious schools would violate the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler has tested negative for coronavirus 2 days after a rapid test came back positive. Loeffler's positive test came after an event with Vice President Mike Pence and fellow Georgia Senator David Perdue. Loeffler's campaign says she will continue to self-isolate out of caution until she receives consecutive negative tests. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
There are new lows of the percentage of Americans reporting that they or someone in their household have been victimized by a crime. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The rates for 7 different crimes: break-ins, property theft, car theft, vandalism, aggravated theft, physical assault, and sexual assault were followed over the last year. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones tells us this survey found the lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began 20 years ago.
20% of U.S. adults say their household has been the victim of a crime, and 13% say they personally were a victim. The lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began in 2000.
Jones tells us these rates have declined over the last several years.
13% this year. For the last 3 years, it was at 15%, and the high in personal victimization was in 2014 at 19%.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Everyone who's up in arms over President Trump's legal challenges should just relax, according to one Republican senator. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Relax. That's what Senator Kevin Cramer is saying on NBC's Meet the Press. Cramer saying he's confused as to why some people are upset that President Trump is pursuing every legal option available to him.
I think everyone ought to calm down a little bit. I don't see this as an attack on our democracy.
The North Dakota Republican continues.
I don't know why we're so easily offended by a president that's carrying out all of his legal options in court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.